Some of York City are in town, but the sole focus as far as Darton are concerned is getting the 3 points.
Sole focus. I think that's probably it. You know, the lads are obviously going to be well up for it. The fans are probably going to be even more up for it. We obviously won our last home game on Boxing Day, and we'll obviously be looking to build on that now.
It's that sort of performance that you're wanting to replicate, isn't it, against York, the first game against Harrogate, and you probably argue the first 45 minutes against Harrogate. It's the second 45 minutes that you don't want to see again.
Yeah, it was. The second half was a frustrating one. Obviously, I don't think we particularly played well in the first, but we were very defensively minded and disciplined and solid and everything that comes with that. But we needed to, obviously, once we had gone 1-0 down, we needed to be a little bit better on the ball, and be a bit more potent in attack, if you like. Obviously, we wasn't, but we say we won our last home game. We're looking to obviously build on that and try and spring a little run together. We're under no illusion that we're going to have to sort out the away form at some point, but hopefully now back-to-back home games we can put some more points on the board.
How important will the Darlington fans back and be on Saturday against York?
They'll be the 12th man, and I think the message to the fans will probably be on the lines of get behind the boys again, like you did on Boxing Day. Obviously, there's going to be distractions on the day, as we all know, but it's up to us, myself, Alan, and all the boys to make it an occasion that's remembered, and to give the fans something to sing about, and hopefully that starts obviously in the right manner.
York beat North Ferriby twice over the Christmas New Year weekend, and John Parkin up front, he's belying his age, and he scored 18 league goals this season. He's going to be a danger, but the Darlow defence will be ready for him, I suspect.
Well, you know, with myself and Whitey, you know, we've come up against the beast for a fair amount of time now. He's a very experienced centre forward. I hold him in high regard. He's a top bloke as well, and he's obviously in a rich vein of form. Josh Heaton, for example, will go into that game. Having played against Simon Ainge and Mark Beck, and I don't think at this level you get much stronger than that, apart from probably John Parkin. So it'll be a really big test for Josh in particular on Saturday, and I think it'll be one that he's relishing. And I think players like John Parkin are becoming a dying breed in football, and I think fans should probably make the most of that kind of player, because it's like I say, they are dying out the game.
But he's similar to Reece Tash as well, though, isn't he? Because Reece Tash, he showed that he's a bustling centre forward. He scored those goals against Harrogate there and helped to win the game on Boxing Day.
I think Reece would prefer to play on the shoulder a little bit more, to be honest with you. I said, I think New Year's Day we were very direct into him. I don't think it particularly suits him, but he can do that role. I think someone like John Parkin, he backs into defenders very well. He holds a lot up. He's a very good link player. But as he obviously is getting a bit older, he's lost that little bit of pace. But he always has been great back to goal. I think with Reece, he is a bit more of a threat in behind. Similar players, but I think John in his own right has to be admired for his own qualities.
Well, let's hope though that in terms of goals, Reece comes out on top on Saturday and gets Darlow the 3 points.
Yeah, well, I think our focus naturally will probably be stopping John Parkin. I think York's focus will be stopping Reece Tash. And I think when you're a centre forward and you're scoring goals, I think that's a respectful thing to do. And like I say, when I was scoring goals for this club in particular, I'm sure that I was in opposition manager's frame of mind to stop. So that's just part of the job. I think Reece will be determined to score on Saturday, and as John Parkin will be.